Say goodbye to things scattered, stressed, and the last-minute scrambles to fund your real estate deals. If you're ready to stop chasing leads, endlessly connecting on Facebook, social media, and Zoom just to pitch your stuff to anything that moves and breathes, listen up. The Daily Investor Lead Flow is finally here. This tool has forever helped us pinpoint where to focus our capital raising efforts and where to free our time and energy. Head over to dailyinvestorleadflow.com to discover how much of a game changer it can be for you. The Daily Investor Lead Flow literally changed everything for us. Now you can finally have the opportunity to take back your time and get your life back. Remember those times you reached out to investors and heard nothing back? Those days are coming to an end. This tool will zoom out, highlighting all the gaps. It will also zoom in, removing all the guesswork from prioritizing your efforts. Plus, it will help set clear expectations for your business and ensure that your capital raising strategies are assets, not liabilities. Don't wait. Take the Daily Lead Flow by going to dailyinvestorleadflow.com. That's dailyinvestorleadflow.com. Your future self will forever thank you.
Some sectors of real estate are much riskier than others. We're calling these danger zones, aka type of properties and regions you should definitely avoid if you want to succeed in real estate investing.
We know that the last few years has been nothing short of chaotic for real estate investors. Certain assets has not been able to bounce back from the struggles of 2020, while there seem to be new stress-inducing scenarios popping up left and right.
Well, we're here to clear up the confusion today. Let's lay out the cautionary tale so you know exactly what real estate sectors are off limits on the way to wealth, what regulatory and economic factors have led us here, what dangers lurk ahead for investors, and how to avoid them.
But don't worry, we'll also offer up the ultimate safety net by sharing what assets and strategies will help you not just survive the current real estate conditions, but actually thrive.
We may be about to travel through perilous territories, but finding the right path to tread will lead you to a goldmine of wealth-building opportunities. Let's get started.
Hey, I'm Palmy.
And I'm Nancy.
And together we make the Kitty Sisters. We are apartment syndication experts, entrepreneurs, and real estate investors.
10 years ago, we made a change in our financial futures by ditching the 9-to-5.
Discovered the joy and security in making money while we sleep. We made this podcast to help high-level entrepreneurs secure their financial future while paying virtually zero tax by utilizing apartment syndication. And we're going to show you how.
This is Cashflow Multipliers, the podcast dedicated to your financial freedom for the lifestyle you deserve. Do you know what lives in the center of our SoCal girl hearts? Right? Well, In-N-Out Burgers. Yep, we're talking burgers for a sec, but stay with us.
As far as burgers go, In-N-Out Burgers offers a classic, easy choice for us every single time. But burgers actually have something in common with real estate. You see, there's tons of different types of burgers with different sizes, tastes, price ranges, experiences, much like you'll find in real estate. If you want to buy a burger or real estate property, you've got plenty of factors that may affect your choice.
Now, we could banter over burgers all day, but let's imagine we're the equivalent of burger critics in the real estate landscape. We're about to scope out the areas with the lowest health score choice, taste, and ingredients, so our fellow investors know to stay away. We'll also point out the juiciest, best bang for your buck investment asset of them all. Sounds fun, right?
Fun and juicy. First, let's get into the nitty-gritty details of what actually contributes to real estate risks these days, because a lot of it's going on.
As of 2023, the job market has become a strong catalyst for driving economic momentum forward. The unemployment rate is down to 3.7%. Consumerism is up and the labor market stands tall with about 6.1 million jobs created since the pandemic.
In addition to unstoppable labor market, we're also seeing inflation taking a nice deep breath, dipping down to 3.1% as of November 2023.
Hey, it's not at the Federal Reserve's goal of 2% yet, right? But it's a huge improvement from where it was at 7.1%. Plus, inflation is definitely trending downward and is expected to lower further in 2024, mainly due to the slowdown in rent growth across the board.
And while that's all fine and dandy, you might be wondering what's the real deal with interest rates and how will it affect real estate investors moving forward? Put on some shoes that you can dance in because we're anticipating a bit of a dance with interest rates this coming year.
We saw a 1 percentage point hike to 5.5% from the previous year, but the tide looks to be turning, bringing about interest rate cuts in 2024 and breathing fresh life into commercial real estate investments.
What's the beacon of hope that has stayed consistent throughout all the interest rate hikes and inflation we face? Consumer spending. We've seen the U.S. economy steadily growing with an expansion rate of 5% in the last quarter of 2023. This supports the idea that interest rates will continue to lower, giving investors more opportunities to take on new real estate investment ventures.
Of course, we're here as a beacon of hope. There are often shadows overpeaking around the corner. in this case, is the CRE debt that casts a looming present over commercial real estate prospect. With CRE loans hovering at about $880 billion, charting banks will be treading cautiously, pointing towards much nuanced lending patterns ahead.
With all these effects on commercial real estate, it may seem like possibly risky area for investors, but we're the type of people who like to hear the good news before the bad, as always. So in this case, we want to share with you one area of the commercial real estate sector that has a very, very bright future, and we'd like to start there.
Due to the increasing mortgage rates, home ownership has become less and less attainable for middle-class individuals, and there has also been a shortage of affordable housing for low-income households.
What does this mean? Well, it means that there's a rapidly growing need for affordable, flexible housing options like multifamily apartment properties.
On a micro level, the multifamily sector is one of the few commercial real estate markets that has a steady rent growth.
That's pretty a big deal considering the economic factors we've been discussing.
So while potential homeowners may find the current market challenges to navigate, do you know who's feeling good about it?
Multifamily apartment investors, of course. Let's look at some of the data. In the last 12 months, we've witnessed an absorption of 313,416 units, reflecting 114% year-over-year increase, which surpasses a 10-year median.
Even with this absorption growth, rent growth hit a 10-year low, with only a 0.6 increase compared to the previous year, 3.9%. According to national data. But the cool thing to keep in mind is that every multifamily market is different, and the location plays a huge role in the multifamily demand.
In fact, in our Arkansas $77 million property, we saw a rental renewal rate of 8%, even without spending any money on CapEx. The market force helped us big time here.
Some of the major urban hubs like New York, Washington, D.C., Houston, and Dallas-Fort Worth absorbed over 10,000 multifamily units in the past year. And even though the rent growth is lower in many regions, the Northeast actually experienced rent growth above 5%.
In fact, if you look at the vacancy rate, you'll see that the data shows a 10-year high at 7.4% and 0.09% increase from the previous year. But here's the thing, this is also a 22% hike in 12 months new unit deliveries, which definitely explains the higher vacancy rates.
So while it's important to look at the data, it's also important to take all these different factors into account, which tell us that the multifamily market offers tons of exciting opportunities for real estate investors to grow lasting wealth.
Now, you might be thinking about the dreaded what-ifs, right?
There's always a potential for markets to shift, and a projected decline in mortgage rates may sway from renters into homeownership, but we're really not worried about it. These types of shifts happen really slowly and aren't expected to cause a dramatic shift in the multifamily housing market.
We can't say the same for other real estate sectors, though. If multifamily market represents our classic favorite In-N-Out burger with a dependable quality ingredient and outstanding taste, it's now time to point at the real estate markets you definitely wouldn't want to take a bite out of right now, and why.
First up, let's discuss a market that was hit really hard by the pandemic due to a huge increase in work from home work models. Yep, you guessed it. We're talking about offices. Office properties are still suffering from high vacancy rates, but especially in prominent technology centers such as San Francisco, Houston, Dallas, Fort Worth, Austin, and Washington, D.C.
There are still some favorable vacancy rates to note in southern regions, with Savannah, Georgia, and Wilmingham, North Carolina leading the way with vacancy under 2%, but the overall demand has gone down.
The decrease in demands has, of course, lower properties value as well, resulting in properties owners and investors suffering the consequences.
We're currently seeing about 50% of the pre-pandemic office space utilization, even though the corporate offices have been striving to bring back more people back to the office spaces. Based on how things are going, it looks like employees want to keep their flexibility and transition out of the traditional office environments.
All that to say, the office building sector of real estate is definitely danger zone.
Next on our no-fly zone is the trucking and warehousing sector with commercial real estate, which suffered during the pandemic but had a pretty big growth in 2023.
The industrial real estate boom was brought on by consumer spending, e-commerce competition, and the goal of bringing big operations closer to home, which sparked an all-time high of industrial building construction levels.
Now, we know that sounds great, right?
But we wouldn't dive into scooping up these properties anytime soon.
Because it looks like although its current growth will continue to soften due to normalization of consumer behaviors and the potential recalibration of the supply chain challenges, for us, this is a danger zone too. Do we have a retail therapy fan out there? Because we personally love good shopping trips to clear our minds and raise the vibe. But that doesn't mean that we're all about diving into retail real estate right now.
Here's why. More and more retail stores are filing for bankruptcy due to the difficult market conditions. And yes, stronger companies are still popping up and take the weaker chains' places. But overall, the outlook for 2024 show more consolidations than actual growth in this sector.
There are still areas of strong retail growth like Chicago, Phoenix, Houston, Dallas, Fort Worth. And retail stores combined with grocery needs are expected to keep growing. But the risk in retail rests in the companies who aren't willing to adapt to the current trends and want to stay with the old model of doing things.
You know what we're going to say. With the future of some types of retail properties in jeopardy, we're calling this a danger zone.
This next real estate sector was also hit hard by the pandemic and have struggled ever since.
Hotels are currently holding at an occupancy rate of 2.7% behind a pre-pandemic benchmark, with sales acquisitions declining from $66.6 billion to $26.6 billion within a 12-month cycle.
The hope for hotel was being placed in hotels to apartment conversions because apartments really was a feature of commercial real estate, but these plans have hit a snag. More and more of these undertakings are being overturned, with properties being handed back to the lender.
You know what that means. Hotel will continue to be in the danger zone.
We hope you found this information helpful in choosing where not to invest in real estate. For more real estate investing guide, be sure to check out this episode.
And we'll link it in the show notes.
We can't wait to begin this journey with you. Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.